Fergus, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Amber.
Fantastic. Delighted to have you on the show. So I suppose the cost of doing business is an ever-challenging issue for businesses at the moment. And I know among the top costs that are proving to be an issue for businesses is the cost of energy. But there are a lot of different grants available, Fergus, to tackle that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people will know who SEAI are, and you know, we're most commonly known for home energy grants, but we do a hell of a lot for business as well. And to put it very simply, for businesses, we can do two things for you. We can provide you with advice and guidance, or we can provide you with funding for energy upgrades. So we can help people to kind of find out what they should be doing, and then we can help them fund it.
Okay, fantastic. And in terms of the grants that are available then, can you talk us through what they are maybe and how businesses might be able to avail of them?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of important changes over the last number of years with the SEAI business grants. And I suppose the big thing for small businesses, particularly, we've introduced a kind of a game-changing range of rapid approval grants. So this means you can apply today, you can get approved today, you can start to work today. So there for things like solar PV would be one of our most popular grants. So you can get up to €162,000 for up to 1 megawatt of solar PV on your roof or adjacent to your building. And you can get instant approval for that today. And we introduced a new scheme in 2024, which is for a range of other retrofit measures, from heat pumps to insulation to upgrading air handling units and air conditioning to adding BMS. All of that is in there. So there's a huge amount of rapid approval grants available, and typically that's for kind of small to medium investments. And then we've tailored supports for larger investments, so we can provide up to $3 million for a single project for very large investments, typically in industry or in a very large building.
Okay, fantastic. And is it easy, I suppose, for businesses to avail of these grants, or how do they go about it if they're looking? Do they just go on the website? Is all the information there in terms of how to apply, or what steps should they be taking, Fergus?
Yeah, so we have a national campaign at the moment, which is Easy Wins. So the first thing I'd say is if people go to seai.ie/easywins, or just Google SEAI Easy Wins, they'll find a website which kind of gives a good navigation of this. So the rapid approval grants, I mean, by their name, are very easy to apply for. You know, typically you will need some information about your business, some small technical information about what you're doing. Now, that could be as simple as the size of the PV system in kilowatts. It's really, really small levels of information. And some information about the contractor you're using. So you need to have selected your contractor in advance. And obviously, we'd say shop around, talk to people, try and get recommendations and get multiple quotes. So once you have that small amount of information, you can apply online. It genuinely takes 10 to 15 minutes, and you'll have an email in your inbox within a few minutes, and you're ready to go. And you can literally start to work that afternoon or that morning.
That's fantastic to hear. And in terms of uptake then for these grants, Fergus, what's it like? Are businesses, I suppose, aware of them, or are they proactive in terms of trying to draw down the money to carry out these projects?
Yeah, it's really, really good. I mean, you know, just last year alone, we would have paid out around €40 million to around 3,000 plus businesses. We've approved about €200 million of support over the last number of years. So it's building year on year. Every year is bigger. And there's tens of thousands of businesses taking action. I think one of the things that's really driving uptake is we offer for SMEs an energy audit voucher. And that generally covers the cost of an energy audit. So you're bringing a professional onto your site, they're recommending measures. And we've had about 5,000 businesses go through that alone. So that's really sort of the start of the pipeline then. And we have a lot of businesses putting PV on. That obviously makes an immediate saving to your electricity bill. We need more businesses for our climate targets to update heat pumps and do renovations on their buildings, but they are often more complex projects that take longer to kind of come true, from deciding you're going to do it through to getting a designer involved and applying for a grant and getting the works done. But yes, there's uptakes across the board. We want more. That's why we're out doing a national campaign. But there are tens of thousands of businesses doing this.
That's really good to hear. I suppose on top of carrying out these types of works, I suppose, are there other steps maybe, Fergus, that businesses could take maybe to increase their energy efficiency?
Yeah, there are. So, I mean, the thing about energy is to treat it like money. And that means you need to manage it, and you need to be proactive in managing it. So like I said at the start, the grants are often a focus of discussion, and that's understandable. People like to get support from the government for these actions. But we do provide sort of, you know, training and guidance and advisory support as well. We have an online energy academy where people can go on and learn really fundamental things about, you know, understanding their energy bill, understanding where opportunities might be in an office or a hotel or a manufacturing facility. And you can go on from that, and we'll offer you free energy management training, where you can actually put in the fundamentals of an energy management system. So every large energy user in this country will have an energy management system in place. It's an ISO 50001 system. This is obviously tailored towards SMEs, our introduction to energy management training. That's free training again. We do about 500-600 companies a year come through that. So there's training there, and then what I talked about as well with the energy audit. Between those things, you'll normally find low and no cost things that you can do to your business. So changing behavior, switching off things, controlling things better, changing set points, that could save you 10 to 20% off your energy bills.
Okay, that's fantastic. And it's great to know that those kind of smaller steps or easier steps, maybe even, you know, that are kind of everyday things, like maybe switching off the lights, as you said there, before you walk out of a room, we'll say in the evening, that they can make such a saving to a business's cost. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so what the energy management training would do, it would get you to focus on your significant energy users. So if you take a hotel, that's obviously going to be your heating, your lighting system, and maybe the energy used in your kitchen area. And immediate opportunities are available there. You know, if we take a kitchen in a common hotel, they will have equipment running all day, maybe when the kitchen is open, even though they only need it for an hour during service, you know, be it the equipment that heats the plates, be it the equipment that keeps food warm. So it really is, there's an enormous amount of energy waste, is another way of putting it. And therefore, there's an enormous amount of opportunity in businesses to drive down energy costs. And when energy costs are very high and increasing, it really is important that businesses get on top of this, because it, you know, it makes them more competitive. It makes them more resilient to these price shocks.
And in terms of maybe some research you've carried out, or even just your dealings with different businesses that have been in touch with the SEAI, is it something that you're noticing now in terms of people being that bit more sustainable, maybe, or trying to reduce their carbon footprint? Are they kind of taking these steps now, or even looking to take these steps? Is it something they're maybe more aware of than they were maybe 10 years ago?
Without a doubt, yes. So cost is king. That's the first thing to say, that the most businesses will do this to make their business more competitive and reduce their overhead. You will have a number of businesses that really want to build a sustainable brand. So they want to be the greenest hotel or the greenest cafe. And they really are on a mission to drive out fossil fuels and emissions from their businesses. What we will find is a lot of SMEs, even though they're SMEs, they're supplying large corporate businesses. And those businesses, their procurement practices have changed, and they're asking their supply chain, they're asking their SME suppliers to show that they're also decarbonizing. So it becomes a really important tool for accessing markets, and you could be excluded from supplying certain companies as a small manufacturer if you're not on top of this. So it really has become kind of more than a nice to have. Obviously, there's a cost related piece, but, you know, there is a market piece that is really, really important for a lot of businesses.
And you mentioned obviously the cost, and obviously I know that would be a major factor for businesses as well. It really is, I suppose, a stressor for them at the moment as well. And we've talked to many different, I suppose, business, you know, associations or groups, or even just CEOs of companies and things like that. And it, you know, they are saying that obviously the cost of doing business at the moment is quite a significant worry for them. So it is really important for businesses like that, or larger companies or smaller companies, no matter what their size, really, that they know that the help is out there, and that they have the likes of yourselves, I suppose, that has that Energy Academy that can offer those tips and those practical solutions, as well as the funding to carry out projects as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, what will often happen is that businesses won't take action until this becomes such a large problem. Whereas I speak to a lot of businesses who take early action, and they're sort of insulated by these rising energy costs because it's not as big as of a percentage of their overhead, because they've been tackling it sort of systemically over a number of years. So the kind of key message is to start on this journey and this activity. Sometimes it can feel, you know, intimidating, and that's why we're trying to make the supports as simple as possible. And we're here to help people along the way. But there's just thousands of businesses that are doing this now and getting on top of their costs and producing their own energy from the rooftop, or reducing the amount of fossil fuels so they're not subject to increasing gas prices or increasing oil prices. And they're much more connected to, you know, to renewable energies, which are sort of more let's say, less volatile than fossil fuel prices, which are connected to geopolitics and all sorts of things. So you have to look at this as a business risk, as a business owner. You have to look at energy costs as a real priority for your business and put the resource and effort into actually addressing it. And it will make your business more competitive and more resilient in the long term. And we've case studies galore on our websites to demonstrate how this can be done.
That's fantastic to hear. Well, Fergus, it's very interesting, but lovely to talk to you and great to hear all about the supports that you can offer. So thanks for joining me on the show this afternoon.
Thanks very much for having me on, Amber.